Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation.
With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome
to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
With your host, your Poetic Energy herself,
bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the current and the waves
live
at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881.
That's 917-932-8881.
Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183.
That's 1-877-218-1183.
All right, good evening, Detroit. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Network Station with your host, Poetic Guy. It's that time again, Thursday night open mic. I'm so looking for the poets coming through like they always do. I have a few pieces that I'm going to share this evening. A bit on the comical side there, but it's always a pleasure to indulge in a little bit of poetry weekly. So I'm excited. I know the poets are going to fall through like they always do. So we're going to just get it started here with a little bit of music, and then we'll come back with more spoken word for you, poetry, and more music. How about that? All right, we're going to start off nice and slow. And jazzy. This is Eric Valentine with 95 South. All right.
Thank you.
All right, welcome back, Detroit, and all our global listeners. This is your host, Poetic Energy, on the air live at 9 here on the Poetic Energy Network station. And that was Mr. Eric Valentine with 95 South, bringing it jazzy for y'all. I always love it when somebody plays the saxophone. I think that's one of the most sexiest instruments there is to play. I had aspired to play at one time, but never really just kind of gave it a real try. But I see my co-host has arrived in the building, so let me connect him in. CVG, how you doing this evening? Are you sleeping over there? Is that Billy?
I'm alive. I'm unmummified. Afternoon, right. Good evening, good morning. How you doing, everybody?
Great.
So strong.
I'm sorry?
I said hello, strong.
Strong, I guess she said, wake up, Stevie. She's in the chat room. You know, Strong started her segment on her new night yesterday, so we had a great turnout.
I didn't know she had a new segment on her night. I didn't know nothing about it. Did you send me an email on that?
Well, I sent out a post thing, and I've been copying you and Strong.
You know something? I've been so busy at work. I tell you, I've been so busy. It's been hectic. When I come home, I ain't been on no computer. I ain't trying to be on no computer. If it is, it's on there for a second and I'm off. So,
yeah.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I'll make sure I make it next week.
Yeah, we started her segment because, you know what, I've been finding that a lot of the poets who, if they really know that we have a day specifically for erotic and sexual poetry, then they'll fall through on those days. But we were beginning to find out that a lot of the people were still spilling over from the first hour segment into Strong segment. And so I wanted to make sure we separate the two. But we had a great turnout with people. And we changed the time to 10 o'clock. Well, it was already at 10, but that
so
means a lot.
So does that mean that we don't have a strong a fluorescent segment on this show now?
Right, we just have we're back to the regular format for this hour, just 1 hour for this segment.
Oh, okay. So it's 1 hour tonight.
Well, we'll be going a little bit over an hour tonight just to give people time to get it adjusted and for those who come onto the show, to let them know that we have changed the time. Some people are going to fall through a little bit late and, you know, thinking we're still on the same, you know, 2 hours. So it's going to be, almost 2 hours, an hour and a half tonight. All right. Well, with all that being said, let's keep the party going here, and we're going to bring some more music, and I see somebody just popped in, Hip Hop Medic popped in and popped back out.
Yeah,
he needed to refresh.
He hipped and he hopped.
I guess you can say that he hipped and hopped, but hopefully he'll be right back. We know that the people call is different times. Yeah, because they know we stay on a little bit longer, so we'll just definitely keep making sure that everyone knows that we have changed some of the, you know, changed the hours and the length of time and divided the shows into two different days. But all right, with that being said, let's crank it up with a little bit of music by the Jacksonville nigga. I swear, we'll get it. And then we'll come back with some spoken word for ya.
Hey, cool. Last week I was these jams off. Some boy was clowning with his dance, dog.
What the hell that was, dog?
Now, I don't even know, dog. It weird, dog. Them boy was screaming, woo,
woo. Oh, okay, dog. I know what you're talking about. I know how to do that dance, dog. Matter of fact, dog, that's some Jacksonville niggas. Hold on, let me put this tape in real quick, dog. You know what I'm talking about?
We are beloved. fusion of prose, verse, and lyrics. We are the reality that others dare to wrap their minds around. We are a process unrestrained by rhythm, melody, or rhyme. Underline, underscore, there will be no more and no less. There I confess, we are beloved, kindred, a motley, a mixture, carefully crafted, something that was never intended to be mastered. So take these words and lift them. We are what you dare not. High priestess, chief, intertwine, divine, of one mind and one accord. We be the consequence of the highest reward. We make love, shaking the heavens above. We pulsate, resonate, creating a new force. This magnetism isn't something you can support. He be my beloved. I can. I be his beloved. He can. We are beloved.
Welcome back, Detroit, and all our global listeners. That was spoken word artist and author Samara King with the love. You are tuning in to the Poetic Energy Network station yet again for another night of Thursday night open mic with your host, Poetic Energy and Stevie G. All right, we're going to take a caller at this moment and get it popping up in here. All right, caller from the 631 area code. You are currently on the air with Poetic E and CBG. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
You have Strong Island.
Strong Island.
Oh, hello, hello.
We have Strong Island.
Yeah, I want to do a piece called A Boy Wearing Men's Clothing.
Okay.
All right, the poem goes like this. How can you call yourself a man? A man can stand up and plan a trip. He won't come back with a lot of lip. First story of loss of driving privileges. Now, come on, could this really be the truth? Or are you really thinking she has no couth? Second try was another story to make her laugh. Boys with their stories of having no money while you go out and get all tore up. Did you really throw up? Maybe this was all the guilt. You see, you were planning that trip with another. Instead of coming true with your feelings, you better off saying nothing at all. Just standing around and letting the plans fall. Third story can't be refuted, because who knows whether you are doing what you say. Oops, that's for another day. Communicating long has gone. Too bad for you, because a man would have put effort into it from the start. Not like you cared, you just wanted to break more hearts. If it was not known before it is known now, you are nothing more than a boy trying to be all grown with men's clothes on. And that is my piece.
All right.
Okay, Miss Strong Island.
Some love, please.
All right. You know. So song, God, and putting it down like you always do, lady.
Thank you much. Thank you much.
Thank
I
you
will relinquish and let everyone else get their chance.
I was shy.
All right. All right, we just lost a caller from the 573 area code. If you want to, please call back, and we'll make sure we connect you in promptly. All right. Well, I'm going to play another spoken word piece by one of our artists, and then perhaps I will read a piece of mine. Stevie J.
Hi.
I wanna play one of the tracks by one of our favorite spoken word artists, Mr. Kyrie Bombshell. This is one of my favorites of his, Bombshell, and we'll be right back with more of poetry.
Marilyn Monroe, a stunning seductress, so curvy and voluptuous, but she's not your stereotypical busty bimbo. See, a bombshell is not only a sex symbol, she's also beautiful and brilliant, and nothing is capable of breaking a bombshell spirit because she's resilient. Plus, she's blessed with curves and a shape that can make men salivate, and she can shake a rump shaker like Josephine Baker. She exudes sex appeal like Dorothy Dandridge and Mae West. Loves her body so she doesn't need to get fake breasts. And she told me thick women like her can not only turn men's heads and break necks, a bombshell can also break a man's wallet and take home his paycheck. Ow! Mommy could have been from Puerto Rico, Brazil, New York, or Miami. I approached Mamacita and went over to greet her. She recognized me and said, Heidi Poppy, you're my favorite poet, you're the real Don Dada. I looked at the Spanish-speaking bombshell and simply replied, De nada. She wore a red dress, 3-inch stilettos. Mommy was on fire, and watching her dance was making my pupils perspire. And I was spellbound while watching the way her round hips sway. The DJ started to play the salsa sounds of the great Tito Puente. And mommy was so sexy, she made me wish that I could holler at her in Spanish fluently. Ow! Got a big booty, and never underestimate the power of a brilliant-minded, super-thick bombshell. She's a buxom beauty queen who was born for the big screen. Put her in a magazine, and she has the type of natural beauty that doesn't need to be airbrushed. And she doesn't need to wear a lot of makeup, just give her lip gloss and a hairbrush. She's comfortable in her own skin. She's the reason why thick women are always in. Her hips and thighs have the power to leave men hypnotized. And she doesn't need collagen injections because she's blessed with full lips. She wears sexy attire and men admire her full hips.
Yeah.
I like that one, you know. That's that joint that'll kind of get you moving, bobbing your head, and claiming your state, your city. I heard her name Detroit and St. Louis, so I'm repping in both places. All right, we got the Bombshell. That was Mr. Kyrie with Bombshell. I really love that piece of his. Stevie B, you alive over there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm alive.
All right, all right. Well, I'm going to keep the show going. All right, somebody's trying to message me at the same time while we're doing the show. All right, people, just get it in. Just come on through. We're here. So, all right. Let me, I'm trying to say my piece. You know I'm trying to say my piece so I can kind of read it. You know, when the poets come through and, but we can't wait for long, poets. We can't tarry too long. All right. Well, I'm going to read a little small piece that I've read before here on the show. This one's just a small one, and then I'll come back a little later with that comical piece. I think you guys will get a kick out of it. But this is a piece entitled Yearning Love. Barely visible in the dusk of the clammy heavens, the moonlight's silver lining escaping the lids of my mental conception, revealing my secret yearning to become one with you, mixing our pigmentation to one consistency, one complexion, eyes zipped shut meditating on you. I don't want to open them, afraid to lose the embodiment of your essence. My soul desperately yearns for you, the pages of my life unraveled and revealed, yet another part of me that includes you. I got to have you. My heart aches for you all the night through. It needs to lay parallel with you. My soul moves steadily toward you. It gravitates to you like a magnet in a field of metal, but only my soul sticks to you. It's made for you. Your heart, my heart pumps the very essence of love. It's a heart so rare, love so true. Love wouldn't be love without beginning and ending with you. Eyes zip shut meditating on you. I will not open them up unless I'm opening them up to behold you. And that's my peace, yearning love. Burning, burning. Thank you, thank you, dear sir. I'm going to try to find a clap feature. Well, it must be a game or something on tonight or something, because usually we have a flock of people, an influence, huh?
It is quiet up in here.
I know. All right, maybe the poets are all at once taking a night off, but that's all right. Everybody has a little life, and we're going to keep it going.
I got
and
a piece. Hey, partner.
All right, go roll with your piece, CBD.
Okay. It's called Carmel Surprise. She was draped in a long black sensual gown, and she was lying on an all-white chaise lounge, sipping on a tropical drink in a tall-stemmed glass, garnished with fruit wedges. She just had mad class. She motioned me to come and sit next to her, and as I'm sitting, she says, "Make love to me." On that note, I know exactly what to do for her. So I raised this sexy gown up to her knees and started massaging her pretty caramel legs I can tell she's more than pleased. I was determined to make this a special event for her and I. This was no time for me to get shy. She was like the woman I placed in my imagination. Visually, she lived up to my every expectation. She was the perfect vessel of God's creation, even though this wasn't my imagination. She overwhelmed me with anticipation. So I kissed her legs and toes as she started moaning. The heat was rising and my anatomy started growing. She grabbed my anatomy and massaged it gently with her fingertips as I kissed her on her extremely succulent lips. Her nipples now hard and perfect to taste as I slide my tongue down her chest with breast all in my face. Passion. Oops, I lost my spot. Wait a minute. Passion was overflowing as we intertwined in our sensual web, my body tingling from my heels to the top of my head. As I thrust my anatomy inside her lava-filled cave, she dug into my back, and my, oh my, the passionate moans she made enticed me to dig deeper and deeper into the pit of her liquid heat. Then she locked her legs around me and rolled my anatomy like a cat purring in heat. She screamed out, "I'm gonna come, come, I'm gonna come." Then the door swung open and there stands my son. "Wake up, Dad, time to go to work," standing in the doorway holding my work shirt. This was some dream. I really wanted to scream, "Someone tell me, please, why our kids always fuck up a wet dream." And that's my piece. Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead on. I remember you dropped that piece in the group. So North, CBG. I like the way you laid that one out.
Supposed to read it last week on a strong show. But I was supposed to read it last week on a Strong Island show, but I never got to it because my computer was acting up and I couldn't read from it. So.
All right. Well, you made it out tonight with it, so we appreciate it.
Well, thank you, darling.
I'm just going to quickly remind all of you that are on the switchboard, if you want to read a piece, please select option one so that the host will know that you are waiting to be heard. But we're going to go ahead and take the next caller who has selected option one. Caller from the 757 area code, you are currently on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G, who we have stepping up to the mic tonight.
Hey, this is Alexandria.
Hello, Alexandria.
Hi. Did I get your message? Yeah. I mean, I was waiting for the show already, but I was changing my pen name since it was so long. So.
Oh, okay. You got a new pen name, huh?
Yeah, it's the Lexi Roughnicks one. So.
It's what?
All right.
It's Lexi Roughnicks. It's my mom's last name mixed with my dad's last name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. I have a poem called Colors.
Colors.
That I was going to read. Okay.
Colors. Colors.
Yeah. All right. What happened to all the colors, the rainbow shirts, neon spandex pants with the ruffled socks and pigtails? What happened to that smile with its straight teeth of perfection, with the red tongue covered in Kool-Aid stains, with the airheads and the starburst breath that would reach out with hyper laughter, and tears from innocent brown eyes that would leave ash down my brownie colored cheeks? Nana used to pinch and squeeze. I looked into that mirror yesterday, and it was missing that face, that past reflection that used to splash through puddles in the middle of the rain. Where has she gone, that giant heart with gullibility and naive intentions, with high hopes of forgiveness and praises? I saw a glimmer of her yesterday. The girl who returned my purse the other day at the market showed her to me. The pastor who laid hands on my forehead showed me her shyness. And my mother's kisses and hugs made me remember my youth. But where did it go? Over the rainbow, up the hill, and through the woods. I ran outside yesterday in the rain. It was a sunny, rainy day to me. I ran out into with my sandals on, all busted up, with a T-shirt and shorts on, with my hair bouncing around on my face, fresh relaxer blown out into the trash, y'all. I ran like I was going to meet a friend, because I know that when I look down at the end of the road on my busy intersection where they do all that annoying, loud, and irritating construction, that there was a puddle down there, a puddle that I know I seen it. I seen her sitting in that puddle, so I ran. I ran down that road and past the whistling construction workers to my puddle, and I looked down and I saw myself. I saw myself a hot mess. What was I doing smiling down there in that puddle with my hair all over my head, stupid tight-ass bun? What was I thinking, said the girl in the puddle. I pulled that raggedy overstuffed bun out of my hair and shook my hair like Mowgli from Jungle Book. There she was, Alexandria, smiling back at me with uncensored laughter and colors of the rainbow.
Alexandria! Lady, we have thoroughly been missing you here on the show, but I know that everybody has things they need to do at times. But I always appreciate when you talk through. Now,
thank you.
Might I ask, what brought that piece on? Did you actually experience this?
Yeah. Well, no, no, I didn't. But the other day we did have a rainstorm, and it did make me, and it lasted so long that all electricity went out. So it made me kind of remember that when I was younger, I used to like to go outside and play in the rain, and I don't do that anymore. I don't, because it's like, you know, I just can't do that. But since I've been home with my mom, because she was having surgery, since I've been home with my mom, been with my little sisters, and pretty much we've been walking around with our hair all over our heads and, you know, no shoes on ever and, you know, eating ice cream all day, it's pretty much just been kind of a setback, a flashback more of what my life used to be like before I, you know, became an adult and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah.
Okay. Okay, young lady. Well,
yeah.
We always appreciate when you come on through. How can everybody connect with you?
All right, yeah. You can connect with me on Facebook at facebook.com/atmosphericlover. And actually, if you go to my account on this website, blogtalkradio.com, the Lexi Roughnicks is me, and on it it has my web address. So,
All right.
Yeah.
Great.
Right.
Thank you, young lady. You keep being inspired.
All right. Thank you. You too.
Job. Bye. Oh, that was Miss Lexi Rux on the mic sharing her piece, Colors. All right. Well, we got to keep going, y'all.
It is quiet. Right, on the home front.
Oh, definitely. We haven't had a night like this in I don't know how long, but I can only assume that there are a lot of things going on. But, you know, on another note, I just want to, you know, we've been having the spoken word billboards and afternoon radio mix. We have a lot of artists that have been sending in their tracks and their spoken word pieces that that we've been running on their show in rotation. I promise that everybody's going to know in full effect of what our mission, what our mission is with that, because we're working like daily, trying to. You know, I don't want to be premature in
letting out the bag exactly what we're doing with it, because I got so many people asking me, what is this all about? What is going on? What is this? And, you know, and I had like 10 people on the switchboard last Friday, because I guess they got that it was, you know, a call-in show for, you know, to get a piece. But, of course, I couldn't accommodate them. I had to keep the show rolling and keeping the artists in rotation. But I promise you that you guys will know exactly what we're doing with that. That being said, I'm going to play another track from another poem, and if we don't have some other familiar faces coming through, I'm just going to go ahead and spit my piece. How about that?
That's the thing you need to do then.
I know, CBG. I don't know what's going on.
Hey, you can't have every night great night, you know.
Yeah, we've been, having a great run, and, you know, and sometimes people just, the break to just kind of fall back from it all and get things in perspective, and, you know, that's why, you know, I don't put any pressure on anybody. You know what, I'll play some old school music. How about that? CBG, I know you're like that. You're always getting on me.
That's right. Play some old school music. Play something we all know. Y'all trying to act like I'm the only one that like old school music, and I'm taking offense to that because that's y'all way of calling me old.
You know what? Well, I might as well call myself old school because I love me some old school music. Yes, I do. The music. I like of hip hop too, but I love old school music, and I love them both for many different reasons. But with that being said, we're going to play this real quickly and then come back with some poetry for you guys, the OJs with Sunshine.
Oh,
Welcome back, Detroit, and all our global listeners. That was the jam by the OJs, Sunshine. I love that song. I swear to goodness, if a brother break out singing that song to me, serenading with this, I'm going to fall down on my knee. All right. DVD, are you alive?
Yes, honey, I'm alive. I'm just listening to you. It's quiet in here tonight. It seemed like, can you hear that?
Yeah.
Hear that wind blowing?
I hear the... And I thought, well, that is certainly, you know, where two or three are gathered. That's all you need sometimes, you know? But nevertheless, I definitely have to keep my girl in rotation, the Oracle. She has quite a few people that she sent into the show, and then we're definitely going to be rotating on tomorrow's show. But this, the Luna Love Affair, I just like this piece of hers. So I'm going to play that really quickly and come back with some more spoken word for you.
Imagine a white moon with a blue haze halo surrounding it, and dark thunderous clouds engulfing it. Then parting, slowly, rhythmically, sensually. It reminded me of a passionate encounter. Aloha, welcome to paradise, where blue skies, turquoise waters, kissing rains, and gentle breezes are the norm. Standing naked in the jacuzzi, giving praise and performing a ritual moon dance in honor of the moment, all because you were my loner. Love, don't you know you're my loner? Dark, jealous lover, the clouds part in obedience, arms outstretched, awaiting the arrival of Mother Wisdom, silence droning on in anticipation of the moment when a word would be spoken and heard, all because he was her lunar love affair. Yes, he was. Of the night, can this be real? This bliss enveloping, caressing, loving me so carefully, tenderly. The lady smiles, then and in that moment, her thunderous, foreboding lover engulfs her. Her smile flickers, and she is gone. All because he was, he truly, truly was her lunar love affair. Yes, he was her Luna love affair. Yes, he was. Sitting down, I contemplate what has just happened. I realize my sexual encounter with nature, though brief, will have a lasting effect. Somehow, I am changed forever for the good. For all of my life, all because you were, you truly, truly were
standing naked in the jacuzzi, at one with nature, God, the universe, and me.
All right, Detroit, that was our good friend, the Oracle, the Moon Eye Love Affair.
That was a nice piece.
Yeah, I really like her style. She got a different flavor and a different style. And I love it when spoken word artists have their own unique way of doing things and everybody don't sound the same. Because everybody's always trying to put in the isms and the schisms, and it just kind of blends in to sound the same, but her flavor is totally different. And I am so loving it. Well, all right.
All right.
All right. I am going to play another spoken word piece. And by another one of our artists, and then I'll come back and I guess I will. We haven't heard this one in a while by Miss Silesia Bolden with Dark Skin Anthem.
This is the Dark Skin Anthem. Get ready. Get ready for all you dark skinned people. Cause this is the dark skin anthem. See, my black is beautiful, from the darkest part of the sun to the lightest part of the moon. Straight, natural, perm, weave, dreads all upon my head. Dark skin is definitely back in. See, I say it again, dark skin is definitely back in. Don't you know that dark skin is back in? Don't you know that dark skin is back in? We represent with our stylish hair and sexy eyes. From Express to Gabbana, we rock it well with the gold tones complementing our chocolate brown skin. Because once you go black, baby, I trust and promise that you will never go back. Don't you know that dark skin is back in? See, we got women represent from Fantasia to Mary J, to Miss Michelle Obama in that White House paving the way. Don't you know that dark skin is back in? Chocolate is very addictive to many men. See, we represent with the short, sassy cuts to the extensions. What? Glue to fuse to Nubian braids. We rock. See, I'm going to be a chocolate brown sister that'll never stop. So stand up for the dark skin anthem. Stand up and say, I'm proud to be dark skinned.
All right, that was Miss Silesia Bolden. I love that dark skin anthem. She got it in.
That's a good piece.
Yeah, I like that. I love that piece of hers. Well, I am going to quickly, we have quite a few people on the switchboard. If you want to be heard, it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people on the switchboard. If you want to read a piece, the only way I will know that if you select option one, and I will definitely connect you right in. Otherwise, I will just think you're tuning in. So don't think that I'm ignoring you. It's just that I see numbers, but no little box next to your name indicating that you want to speak. But nevertheless, we are glad that you are here. Oh, my goodness. I think so. The boogie has entered the room. I haven't seen the boogie in quite some time. Hey, the boogie. Shout out to the boogie. And Prophet Andrew and Guest 10298 that's been hanging out with us since the beginning of the show. Know Your Enemy. How you doing, dear friends? And, of course, both my teammates, Stevie G and Stone Island. All right, we're going to keep the show going here. I am going to play for you a little bit. More. I'm going to play some music for you guys and then come back with some more spoken word for you. How about that? Because that's what open mic is all about. Music, comedy, poetry, however, whatever you want to do is all up to you. And I told you that sometimes people are fast and we look late. So I see people are just rolling through. So, you know, feel free to call in at 917-932-8881 and be heard. All right, we're going to make it soft and gentle for you right now. Raheem Divine with you, and then we'll be back with some more poetry. All right, welcome back, Detroit, and all our global listeners. I love that joint right there by Raheem Devon with you. You're tuning in to the Poetic Energy Network station with your host, Poetic E and Stevie G. All right, we're going to keep the show rolling. We have some callers who are raising their hands now, so we are definitely going to let them get it in tonight. All right, we're going to take the next caller here on the air. Caller on the from the 803 area code. You are currently on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G, who we have stepping up to the mic tonight.
Hey, this is Boogie.
Hey, Boogie Doll! How you doing?
You been, Boogie?
I've been good. What's going on with y'all? What's happening? What's happening?
Where you been at, Boogie?
I've been working and dealing with, you know, I had my grandmother passed away, so I had to deal with a whole bunch of stuff for a while, but I'm back.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
Yeah, but I'm good to go. What's happening?
We showed up missing you.
I know. I know it wasn't. I kind of dipped out for a while, but I'm back now.
All right. What you gonna do for us tonight?
Well, I see that it's sensual and erotic night or something to that effect. Am I correct?
No, that was last night. We switched the days up on y'all. We kind of knew we split the shows now, so we having 2 days of open mic on different days now.
Okay, so okay, because see what I'm looking at up on the thing, it says sensual sheets and erotic stuff. So that's not what tonight is.
That was from last night.
Okay, then it needs to change on the thing. So I need to change the poem I was going to do because the poem I was going to do fits what I see. So I got to change that.
You can do whatever you want to do.
You can do whatever on this segment.
Huh?
You can do
any piece on this
whatever
segment.
You want to fit. Don't matter.
Okay, well, this one fits what I see on the thing. So.
Okay.
Because, you know, I try to go with the flow, but, okay, I read what I have. It's entitled I Want You.
That's the name of my song. You can't use that title. Hey, do your thing, Boogie.
Okay, it's entitled I Want You. I want you. I want you. I want you to skin dip into my dreams. Come out of my mouth covered in one of my fantasies. Immerse yourself in my constant thoughts of your ecstasy. I want you. I want you. I want you to prepare your bud for an introduction to what tastes great and always fulfills. To let me ride your tongue to its first natural high. I want you. I want you. I want you to allow me to spread your lips with my honeyed language. Permit me to lick my southern foreplay across your mind. I want you. I want you. I want you to consent to my nibbles on your cravings. Endure my suckling on your longings. I want you. I want you. I want you to tolerate my sips on what smells delicious while I seek out your yearning. Give me your blessings to swallow your desires. I want you. I want you. I want you to imagine an orgasm that makes time scream. I want you. I want you. And that's that piece.
And I want you.
All right, the Boogie in the house. That was a hot piece.
That was tight.
How about you?
Yeah, Boogie,
you know,
from love. Boogie from overdue love.
You know what?
What?
We gotta show Boogie some love twice because you know what? You know you always believe us. Yeah.
them.
You always bring it, so I had to clap it up for you twice because you're so deserving.
Where you come up here and get ditto love? Ain't that something?
We have to give an influx, an overflow of love tonight.
Y'all clown. Y'all clown.
Hey,
yes.
Heavy-handed with the love tonight.
Huh?
I said, she feeling heavy-handed with the love tonight.
I see that. You know, sometimes if you are getting it, it's easy to dole it out.
Yeah. Oh.
It is. It is. But I wanted to stop by and show y'all some love before I went to bed. But y'all take care, be blessed, have a good weekend, and I'll check y'all out again next week.
All right, love you, sis. All right,
love y'all too. Y'all take care, okay?
Right.
Yes, do the same, Boogie. Don't be no stranger.
I promise I'm some sugar. I promise. Y'all take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
That was the Boogie on the mic, y'all. We always love her when she comes through. All right, we're going to take the next caller. I just want to quickly remind any of those of you wanting to be heard on the mic, please select option one. I am not ignoring you, but I won't know if you want to speak unless you select option one. All right, we're going to take the next caller. Good evening. Caller from the 832 area code. You are currently on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hey, peace and blessings to everybody. This is Prophet Andre, a.k.a. known as the Black Poet 50. You know what I'm saying?
I love that.
Prophet Andre,
Black Poet. All right.
What's up, Poet Andre?
What's going on, brother? How you doing, sister, man? Y'all feeling all right out there?
Yeah, we doing all
right.
What you going to do for
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm just going to go ahead and let the mind free, and whatever come out the mouth, it came from the heart, come from the Father. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. All right. Let it
go. Go ahead, let it go.
All right. Let's go like this. Not in my wildest dreams. As the atmosphere starts to get thin, it starts to get thin, and my mind starts to travel, and I can't see myself from within. I can't even feel my face or know what words is coming out of my mouth or what expressed so great. But never, never, in my wildest dreams, your beauty could ever be defined. I felt you in my soul before my eyes. You even registered in my mind. I knew you. And when I looked into them beautiful brown eyes, I seen my love die completely to be born one with you. Every word you spoke vibed with my heart like the sweetest melody as our bodies became one. And I woke you up, and your compassion felt like kisses of rain falling all over my body. That made me want to hold you closer. Time has spoken that destiny be full of perfection in the midst of affection. God's gift as a blessing, the ideal chick that I was expecting, with a smile that brings life to any dead situation. Even life, this very second, is not wasted. It's manifested and resurrected from its dead state of being dead in a sea of deceptive love. Never knew what it was to love oneself until you was released like a dove to fly free and soar high by the heights of heaven. You got me in a daze, running through your body like it's a maze as I approach your center stage. Raging waves are flowing through your body like the Nile River. You're the jewel. This is the deepest love I now give to her. At the top of her lungs, reaching a peak as she embraced me. The depths of her honey sweet insight as she looked me straight in my eye. That one eye, oh yeah, that one that looks very nice. And I said, what is this? This is something different. Body is so connected, it's unbent to morph. But when I look at the intents of my push, and how it moves into your mind like a soothing lotion, something to re-erect your understanding of what is devotion. Is this just a fling, or we in the midst of things for the kill? But as your mouth say, what love tastes like. Love tastes like this here. Like the darkness of your coffee sip with no sugar and cream. Like the man and the woman together connected, two chocolate beautiful ones never seen. Everything is what it really means, but all that matters is you and I. So this is one love inside, one love to try, one love to cry, and definitely one love shall die. And that's that piece.
You did just that.
All right. No doubt.
Like, how come people fellowship with you, Prophet Andrew, the black
man? Oh, man, yeah. Check this out. I want to say, first of all, I appreciate y'all, man, because I felt that energy out there, man. I'm exhausted at that energy. So the more interest y'all be into it, man, the more I can feel y'all, the more I can give y'all, man. We can share this love together. So I just want to give this love to everyone. That y'all find that love and peace. And y'all can find me on Facebook, Andre Barreau, A-N-D-R-E, last name B-E-A-U-R-E-A-U, or look me up, reverbnation.com/TheBlackPoet, but I'll be posting my songs, my poetry and all that stuff. I'm going to start posting some tracks up there, so if y'all want some poetic tracks, I'm going to have them out there on my Reverb Nation. Then on top of it, you'll be able to download it and do your gangster with it. I'm sharing it with the world, man. You know what I'm saying? You can download it from Reverb Nation under my account. My tracks I put out there for y'all to drop some poetry on, and y'all do y'all thing. All I ask, I don't ask for no money. I just ask for you to got record. That's all I ask. Just record for me. You know?
All right.
Yeah.
Can't get no better than that. Thank you, my brother, for coming on through. We certainly appreciate you sharing your voice with us here on the Poetic Energy Network space, and you really brought it, and you laid down the mic. All right. And don't be a stranger. We always love the fellowship.
No doubt. All right. No doubt. It's Lord.
All right. We're going to take the next caller, and thank you again, my brother. Hope you can continue to hang on.
Oh, yeah,
all
I'm
right. All right. All right. We're going to take the next caller on the air. Caller from the 732 area code. You are currently on the air with Poetic Edith Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Oh, wow. I did not know I was going to be on so fast.
All right, you need a little more time?
No. I'm good. I didn't know the mic was that open. I thought I was going to come behind a couple other people. I'm C. Ralph.
We can come back. Yeah.
No. I'm ready. I'm ready.
Oh, okay.
All right. No, I'm just saying.
What's your name, brother?
It's like I brought this piece. I wrote this a couple of weeks. No, I wrote this last week, actually.
Okay.
It's called What You're Worth.
All right.
If I numbered all of the dreams you dwelt in, I would wish for each to be worth a dollar, so I could lay down a millionaire, depositing daydreams into a savings account to store for a rainy day of emotions and withdraw in small amounts to cover the dismal. Precious are the values in each thought, never leaving me bankrupt in smiles, more than pennies in a wishing well. I have cast so many hopes and desires into the wind that the whirlwinds shower down jewels of joy. You know your worth, but what you don't know is how much you are worth to me. So I will continue to make my deposits and number my dreams, because if the moment were to come that I could show you my portfolio, you would see that I always bought stock in the investment of you. and poem.
All right. Gotta show you some love. And that piece was entitled Worth, Know Your Worth?
Yeah, What Your Worth.
What Your Worth. All right, mm-hmm. We certainly appreciate you sharing that piece with us. How can everybody fellowship with you?
Okay, you can reach me at newborncarl@hotmail.com.
Okay. All right, you got a Facebook page? Or?
Yeah, but
I don't.
Nah, I closed out MySpace a while ago.
Okay, all right. Well, we certainly appreciate you coming through, sharing your piece. We're always here on Wednesdays and Thursdays, Wednesdays at 10 p.m. with our erotic and sensual poetry, and today at 9. We're always from 9 to 10 normally, and you can come all through. You're always welcome to share your voice here on the Poetic Energy Network station. We thoroughly enjoyed you. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we're going to keep this show. I'm sorry, CBG.
All right.
All right. We're going to keep this going. I just want to mention again, that the people that are on the switchboard, if you want to be heard, select option one so that you will be, so that it will cue the host. Nevertheless, thank you so much for hanging out with us. We so appreciate you. Just want to acknowledge all the people in the chat room. We appreciate you hanging out with us this evening, coming on through. All of those popping in, C-Riles, China Blue, Guest 10, 298-12-379, Know Your Enemy, Soft Kisses, DVC, and Strong Island. I love you guys for hanging out with us here and at another open mic night. All right, we're going to keep the show going. I am going to play another track from another artist, and then we'll come back with some more spoken word for y'all. All right, this is by Laurie Edwards and vocalist, spoken word artist T.
Struggling, brother who's hustling. I hope you understand. I'm a simple man. No, I don't know what you're looking for. Don't know if I'd be the one that you'd adore. No, I'm not a fly guy, maybe not a perfect guy, but I can say at least I'm a real guy. But if you could just see me and what's on the inside of me, there's beauty to know.
Be
harboring a little freak underneath, wearing that diamond studded collar. I knew for sure that I had to holler, because a woman wearing a collar is some sexy shit, and it gives her a sex appeal that just won't quit. Something else I could not help but recognize, my, your mocha chocolate silky skin with a hint of caramel blends. Makes me think about the pleasures of milk chocolate melting in your mouth and not in your hands. What I see before my eyes leaves me mesmerized. I am fantasizing about taking a deep dive in the glory that lies between your thighs. Desperately wanted to synchronize our heat until we both turned Dutch with the curl of our feet. Damn, girl, just the thought, the possibility of laying next to you is penetrating. The mist of your heat exudes from a place underneath skin deep, just watching you from afar, puckering those juicy ebony lips. Makes my nature rise, looking straight up with one eye. I mean, my, when I saw you licking the surface of that ice cone freeze, you brought a brother down to a, on his bended knees, fully erected and subjected to the full-on horror, flesh begging and pleading, please speed up the hands of time, because my blood is rushing through my veins, making it hard to abstain. I mean, damn, girl. The frame of those curvy hips swaying from side to side is turning me into a beast, fired up like a dog in heat. Suddenly, the flow of this brother's lyrics came to a hawking screech when my anger peaked at bawling, and before I knew it, my clad iron fist clocked him and clocked a meet and greet in the middle of his face. Head first, his feet went flying, landing on the ground, and I screamed, never step to a lady unless you know what to say. Then I proceeded to walk away, but turned back with a smile and a seductive wink and whispering, thank you for the compliment, just the same. And that's my piece. Yeah. So I'm wondering if you slapped the fire out there. What did you say, Stevie Jimmy?
That was very good.
I told you we'd kind of get be crazy in the beginning, because it seems like, you know, a sister speaking to, you know, another sister, but ain't none of that here. But you got it down at the end of it, you got the gist of it. Letting them have it! You got to step to it, know how to step to a lady. Keep it slow for you tonight. All right, we're going to take the next caller. Caller from the 513 area code. You are currently on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
It's Romeo D. Natty.
What's up, Romeo?
Romeo.
How y'all feeling?
Oh, we feeling good. We getting a double treat, a double dose of you yesterday and not today. Woo.
Oh, yeah. That's what's up.
What you going to do, my brother?
Double dose. let me see. What's the move for tonight?
Just go with your flow.
Okay. I got a piece there. I ask that you live in your ear so I can touch your mind, feel your heart, and enter to your soul with my thoughts. Tell me, baby, what's on your mind? Is it how my lips kiss your temple to taste your sweet thoughts? Or how when I gently nip on the nape of your neck, you feel it tingle down your spine. Helen Keller, Ray Charles, and Stevie Wonder can see your beautiful sexiness. The way my fingers caress over your body like Braille and piano keys. I'm smiling, because I can read your face like a book. So let me take a look. And when you saw my pretty brown eyes like a crook, I stole your heart and entered into your mind. While I start the feeling of divine, and after time, you'll be so consumed with thoughts as me that your everyday wish for us will be the number between 1 and 3. You know I speak the truth. If you was deaf, then you'd be a mess, because you couldn't hear my words that I bless you with. That behind just trying to hit, not trying to hold you. I ain't on that mess, ma. I'm trying to mold you into the type of woman I won't need and desire. Forever connected like Rick James and Tina Marie. Be my fire. And cool me off after her bubble bath. I make it last forever. Forever, ever, forever, ever, forever, ever. Because that's what you was thinking. Like floating on a Titanic with no iceberg in sight. No chance of sinking. And love up in the clouds so high. You must be in the wings of a cannabis eating dove, gliding like an angel. But look, it's so tempting like devil's food. But I still wanted to taste. That's my thoughts.
Ooh. All right.
Oh, it's Roman, yo. Romeo, all I can say is you an effective brother. Because I'm over here pouring this wet.
Heck yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up.
We so appreciate you coming through.
To my co-host, Romeo.
Do what, say it again?
See what you're doing to my co-host.
I'm just sharing my thoughts. That's all. Just sharing my thoughts.
Very good thoughts.
That's what's up. Hey, I like that.
All right, that was Mommy Y'all on the blazing the mic, bringing it hot like you always do. Thank you, brother, for falling through, sharing, being with us, your voice.
Thank you. I'm going to fall back this the rest of the show.
All right. All right, my fellow poets. All right. All right, I got to bring it, collect myself after that brother spits that piece. All right, I think I'm all right now. All right, we're going to mix it up a little bit here, and because this, after all, this is open mind, so you can do music, comedy, whatever, poetry. So but we're going to take it on the music tip. And kind of shake it up a little bit. And hopefully get everybody moving, and then we will be back with some more poetry here on the Poetic Energy Network station.
I don't see how you can hate from outside of the club. You can't even get in. Leg out. Yellow model kid. Yellow bottle sipping. Yellow Lamborghini, yellow top missing. Yeah, yeah, that shit look like a toupee. I get what you get in 10 years, in 2 days. Ladies love me, I'm on my cool J. If you get what I get, what would you say? She whacked it all off, Mr. Miyagi. And the suicide doors, Ari Kari. Look at me now, look at me now. I'm getting paper, look at me now, oh, look at me now, yeah. Fresh in the mall, little bigger than gorilla, cause I'm feeling every nigga that can try to be on my shit. Better cut your chick if you with it, I can get it, and she accidentally slips and fall on my dick. Oops, I said, oh my dick, I ain't really mean to say oh my dick, but since we talking about my dick, all of you here to say hi to it, I'm done.
Hell, Breezy, let me show you how to keep the dice rolling when you're doing that thing over there, homie.
Let's go!
Cause I'm feeling like I'm running and I'm feeling like I gotta get away, get away, get away. Better know that I don't and I won't ever stop, cause you know I gotta win every day, day.
Go!
She didn't really, really wanna pop me. Just know that you will never pop me. And I know that I could be a little cocky.
No.
You you ain't never gonna stop me. Every time I come in, I gotta set it, then I gotta go in, then I gotta get it, then I gotta blow in, then I gotta shut it. Any little thing and everything that he be doing, cause it doesn't matter, cause I'm gonna dead it, dead it. Then I'm gonna murder everything and anything about a boom, about a bing. I gotta do a lot of things to make it clear. I do a couple niggas that I always win, and then I gotta get it again and again and again. And I be doing it to death, and now I move a little foul. I know better call a rap, and everybody know my style. I know that I'm the best when it come to doing this. And I be banging on my chest, and I bang in the east, and I banging in the west. And I kinda give you more, and I will never give you less. You will hear it in the street, and you can read it in the press. Do you really wanna know what's next?
Let's go.
See the way we on it, and we all up in the race. And you know we gotta go and try to keep up with the pace. And we struggling and hustling and set it and get it. And we always gotta do it, take it to another place. Gotta taste it, and I gotta grab it, and I gotta cut all through this traffic just to be at the top of the throne. But I know I gotta have it. Have it.
Look at me now. Look at me now. Oh. I'm getting paper. Look at me now.
Oh,
look at me now.
Yeah.
Fresh to the vault, man. From these big resident roots. How y'all doing? I'm Latunche. I'm a nuisance. I go stupid. I go dumb like the Three Stooges. I don't eat sushi. I'm the shoot. No, I'm pollution. No substitution. Got a beat that play air movies in my jacuzzi. Poop your juice. I never give a fuck about a hater. Got money on my radar. Dressed like a skater. Got a big house. Came with an elevator. You niggas ain't eating. Took a televator. All they say, shoot them. And I say, okay. If you want that bullshit, then I'm like, Olay. I don't care what you say. So don't even speak. Your girlfriend a freak like Cirque du Soleil. That's word to my flag. And my flag red. I'm out of my head. Bitch, I'm out of my mind. From the bottom I climb. You ain't hollering at mine. Nope, not on my time. And I'm not even trying. What's poppin', slime? Nothing five. And if they trippin', folks on five. I ain't got no time to shuck and jive. These niggas as sweet as pumpkin pie. Throckin' Sprite on a private flight. Bitch, diamond tights and got a light. And my pocket's right. And my diamond's white. And my mama's nice. And my dad is dead. You yeah, cause I'm too wild. Been here for a while. I was like, fuck trout. I put it down. I'm so young money. If you got eyes, look at me now.
Look at me now. Look at me now.
Oh.
I'm getting paper. Look at me now.
Oh,
look at me now.
Yeah.
I'm fresher than a mug.
Okay. Okay. Is that right?
I'm fresher than a mug.
All right, welcome back, Detroit and all our global listeners. You are tuning in to the Poetic Energy Network station with your host, Poetic Energy, and Stevie G. That was Mr. Chris Brown featuring Busta Rhymes and Lil Wayne with Look At Me Now. All right, poets, once again, I'll just, you know, put it out there. If you want to be heard, just feel free to select option one so that I am able and alerted to connect you in. But nevertheless, otherwise, I would just assume that you are just tuning in, and I do welcome that. I appreciate you for hanging out on the switchboard with us. I'd like to, again, give a shout-out to all the people that are in the chat room hanging out with us this evening. We so appreciate your presence here with us. C-Rouse, China Blue, Guest 10298, 1233, 379, Poetess, Robbie Baby, Soft Kiss, Stevie G, Strong Island, and Miss Nyla from the Speakeasy Cafe. All right. We're going to keep the show going. We got 17 more minutes remaining in the show. Like we always do, we like to keep the artists in rotation on the show during our open mic and during our afternoon radio mix on Friday afternoons. So I'm going to play another track by Miss The Oracle. Oh, wait, no. All right, what is going on here?
Uh-oh. My
we
call.
Got a little gremlin. You know, with the show almost on, we got a gremlin. Something's going on here.
Something is going on there.
There's a sign. let me sing my way to this.
Okay, go ahead. Sing for us, E. Sing, E.
I've been it.
I got your... Long way. Go ahead.
Let me stop. All right, let me just push something.
Can you help
let me
with
just
this?
Push something. Huh?
I said, chime Strong Island in so she can help me with this background.
All right. Well, I'm going to click on one of my my pieces that I don't think I've played on the show yet, called I Honor.
To honor another are the engraved inscriptions on the monuments of my inner walls. I've learned to respect and praise another because it's a sentiment that pumps the valves of my heart. I honor not to be honored, but it's my badge of personal integrity to admire the beauty and strength regularly that of my fellow sisters and brothers. I honor life existing in the paradigm of God's creativity and His divine mastery of fertilizing and nurturing an embryo in the womb, manifesting an infant girl to a woman and an infant boy to a man. This phenomenon is not a theory or an explosive mistake. It is the passage, the corridor that every living soul has to take. I honor the mother that He chose to bear me because as a single mother, she did the best with what she had and what she knew to take care of me. I used to say that there was not much I had to say to honor my father, but somehow I found a speck in my heart to show him some form of honor. I honor him for copulating with my mother because if the two of them hadn't got together, there would be no me. And I wouldn't have had my beautiful daughter. She is the epitome of what every mother wants in a daughter. As a little girl, she mimicked me, even down to the way I sipped my herbal tea. Reminiscing on something that happened when my daughter was 3 or 4, and it is something that I will forever honor her for. I was bedridden, sick with the horrible flu, and she rubbed my head and looked at me like, "Mommy, I'm going to take care of you." She lied right next to me, and I thought we both were fast asleep, but off the bed she must have leaped and scurried into the kitchen and climbed up on the countertop where the microwave was covered with a cozy spot. Somehow she reached the hot chocolate and made me some and brought it to me saying, "Mommy, drink this. It will make you warm." I peeled myself from my bed with inquisitive thoughts going through my head, trying to understand how my daughter could serve me hot chocolate in bed. I discovered trails of hot chocolate pouring from the microwave, spilling onto the floor, amazed that there was enough left for a few swallows. And joy filled my hunger of soul that was hollow. As I drank my special drink, I swear it made me think that God gave my baby a special concoction to pour into my drink. Because it seems that there was one moment in me that I became whole, and in an instant, in one blink, this is a special moment in time, was hers and mine to talk about in future times of the special honor we hold for one another inside. I honor my daughter. I honor family, friends, and colleagues who have supported me even when it was hard to believe that the things I aspired to achieve were unreachable even for the most ambitious queen. I honor and support the entertainers, the vocalists, the spoken word artists, and the poets, even though some of them don't even know it. They refuel me when I'm feeling low on energy. They rejuvenate the spirit in me to keep on believing and dispersing the positive flow of my poetic energy. I honor God for life, love, and solidarity. In my living existence as a woman, an advocate of peace, love, and harmony in all things living. I honor my future with the husband that God has chosen for me. He gave me a sneak preview of things that will be with the man He has chosen to have and hold and protect me, love me monogamously, and I must say I like what I see. Because I am assured He is a man that will cohesively stand by me, stick by me, work with me, pray with me, even when all things we don't agree. I trust, faced with challenges and temptations, that He is the man that will jointly do all the things needed to keep us in unity and weld the team.
living whole as one unit in holy matrimony. I honor my future. I honor my life. I honor my purpose. And I honor my future as a leading man's wife. I honor my future. I honor my life. I honor my purpose. I honor my future as a leading man's wife. I honor.
Welcome back, Detroit, and all our global listeners. You are tuning in to the Poetic Energy Network station, and that was a piece entitled I Honor. All right.
That was a nice piece.
Thank you, Stevie G. That was inspired by Miss the Oracle, actually, when I did an interview on her show. And the theme was I Honor. All right. All right, we're going to keep the show going. We got 7 more minutes remaining in the show. And I am just going to connect the next caller in here. Good evening. This 773, you're currently on the air with Poetic E and CBG. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
This is China Blue. How are you?
Hey, Miss China Blue. How are you doing, young lady?
I am good. I'm good. Enjoying the show.
Oh, thank you so much. We're so glad to have you here this evening. What you going to do for us, sister?
Okay, it's kind of hard to come behind that because I'm all moved and touched. I have to gather myself from that. And the music at the end, I was just like, wow.
Thank you.
Okay. This piece doesn't really have a title. I guess it's called Kiss These Lips.
Okay.
There's a whisper in my ear. I get excited, delighted by your delicate, delectable lips, soft to the touch. And oh, how my body lusts for you, and often too. And yeah, I know many of you will make a joke or two or three about me and what you hear and see, but none of that even matters to me because I'm lusting, and not even he has to understand, but trust me. I crave it. Damn near want to go back to the day he was conceived and enslaved it, so I too can be his over mastering desire. Yeah, I know that shit sound crazy, but baby, when he kissed these lips, well, that shit sound crazy. The sound of my lips parting ways, moist from the graze of his tongue across my opening, hoping he would get so drunk off sips of me he can't walk a straight line or remember his A to Z. And if they test him, his breath would just be drips of me. Yeah, charge us with the LUI, because I ain't gonna lie, I am definitely loving under the influence. I mean, the way his tongue and lips just get into this like a finely tuned instrument. I mean, it's not that complicated. A girl could really get used to this. Excuse me, but I'm talking to your lips. Smile. The intensity of your sleep kiss piques my interest, makes me want to start a hit list of every woman with the same illicit wish. This shit don't make no damn sense. Just you to kiss these lips, put your strong brown hands around my hips and pull me close. My emotions creating a transparency. I'm like a ghost trapped between the rim of us, trying to find my righteous space. Look at me while I caress your face, feeling you go deeper, makes me fall in deeper. And your playful licks, well, they make me weaker. An enthusiastic passion, your mouth is giving me a thrashing, and I love it. My lips could never lie to you. That's why they move with every glide you do, making every move valuable, priceless pleasures. I'm overflowing, monumental measures, drenching you with my everything, but still feeling like I'm a worth. I took it out. Instead, I closed my mouth, excited, delighted, waiting for you to just kiss these. Thank you.
Oh,
yes.
Oh,
excited, but I'm going to just say, girl, you brought the heat, for real.
you and
Romeo need to collaborate, because, oh, y'all got that same kind of flavor.
I told you I was going to try to keep with his piece. His piece made me want to do my piece. So.
I'm so glad you did. I really enjoyed that piece. But I'm refrain from commenting too much, because I don't want people to think the wrong thing. But you kept
let them think what they gonna think. Let them think what they gonna think. Thank you.
All right, we so appreciate. I'm so glad you finally made it through, because then we would have heard that. I know you're over there loving it, Stevie G. You all quiet over there.
I'm just letting you speak to it, but it really was a good. I enjoyed it.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah, we so appreciate you, sister, for coming through. Always welcome. How can people fellowship with you? I know you have a show too, right?
On Blog Talk, Original 40 After Dark, every Tuesday and Friday at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. But you can find me on Facebook under China Blue.
All right. I think we are connected on Facebook. I actually use your name in one of my pieces I wrote, Lit.
You know, tomorrow is the dedication night, so you got a piece with my name in it. Please come on dedication night and spit that piece tomorrow night. I want to hear it.
All right. Yep, I do have a piece that I wrote like several months ago. Yep. All right, that was Miss China Blue. I'm sorry. Go ahead. China, did you have something more to say?
Oh, no, nothing at all. Just thank you.
Okay. All right, thank you so much, sister. All right, you know that it's that time, y'all, and we only have a minute remaining in the show. We'd just like to take this time to thank all the poets for coming through in strength voice here on the Poetic Energy Network station. We appreciate you showing the show some love, and make sure that we support one another, and everybody that has shows, feel free to fellowship and put your links in the chat room so everybody can support you as well. But again, thank you, Poets, for coming through. We so love you and appreciate you. And anybody that has tracks, please send them in to the show, poeticenergyradio@live.com, and we will put you in rotation at our spoken word billboards and afternoon radio mix, and we promise that we will let you know what that's all about real, real soon. But until then, thank you and all, and God bless you. Good night. Until next time, we'll see you next week. Much love to you, Detroit, and all our global listeners. Let's take it out a little bit jazzy, like we always do with my boy Yancy, with Remember.
Good night.